only a pet stop.
We don't have any. It's 6:30. Don't call on radio show.
I know that I'm supposed to do it. This is home for all radio show. And I'm your host, Chris. Broadcasting live each and every night. It's 3 p.m.
All right. Hopefully everyone had a blessed day. And like I say, if you didn't, God is still God through it all. All right. Today was a cold one. A cold one out there. Hopefully y'all will bundle up. Doing those, trying to catch those after Christmas holiday sales. I know how it is, man, when you try to get that good deal. So hopefully everybody got what they wanted. And y'all had a blessed little Christmas, and that y'all always remember what the true reason of Christmas truly represents. So it represents the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Alpha and our Omega, God. So hopefully everyone is doing good. It's New Year's Eve, people. Once again, we have made it through another blessed year. I know we had some, but you know, that's life. And that's one thing about God. He got soldiers. So he don't got no punks in his army. So you already know. We're going to have to go through some trials and tribulations, all how we handle each trial and tribulation that comes our way. And, just continue to trust in God. That's like I said, without hope, you have no life. So you have to have hope. And God gives us hope. So even though you have some who be like, they don't believe, they believe in something. That's for sure. But, you know, like I say, it is what it is. We're going to keep on pushing. So I know everybody's cooking their black-eyed peas and their rice and their cornbread and, you know, getting ready for New Year's Eve. It's all good and dandy, but, you know, just make sure y'all be safe. That's the main thing. Be safe if you're going out, then be safe. Because, you know, you got a lot of the youngins trying to bring it in the club and this and third. I don't knock nobody now. Like I said, to each his own. Everybody them been somewhere, then done, and has done something before. So, by all means, do what you do. But please, be safe. Use logic over, you know, following your heart. Because, you know, somebody can say something to us, and our heart be all, whoop. But you got to think, what they said, was it the truth? And don't listen to how the messenger is delivering it. Was it the truth that was said? That's the thing. So, you know, sometimes we got to learn how to check ourselves. And just when we walk away from a situation, doesn't mean we punk. Just means we got a little bit more knowledge on us. That means that's what you call wisdom. So instead of following through with, you know, trying to get into altercation, just walk away. So for all the youngins out there that are on their way, getting themselves together to go out, please be safe and know that God is always with you. Well, what is the most thing for 2016 that you are thankful for? And what's your highest goal in 2017? So to all my callers and my listeners, if you feel as though you want to speak, I know sometimes y'all don't like to speak, which is fine. I appreciate y'all listening. So I see y'all online. That usually listen to the archived episodes. Thanks for tuning in as well. Now I have my two youngest in the building today, and I asked them I'm just gonna get their take on it for this evening. What's the most thing that they're thankful for in 2016, and what's the highest goal for the new year? Now, you know, I don't do no New Year's resolution. It's just something that you want to work on, some type of goal or accomplishment. So that's why I don't say New Year's resolution, just what's the highest, what you want to work on, or, you know, how did you feel about 2016? So I have my middle girl here, and she's 13 years old. So let's see, what is the most thing that you are thankful for in 2016, Miss Andrea?
The people finding my older sister.
Okay, so she's talking about my oldest daughter, my 14-year-old. Like I told y'all, she was missing for a month, for a week, and 4 days. So you know I got it down packed to that much. But she was missing. She returned in September. So that was truly a blessing because that was a rough time for our family. You know, our family has always been myself and my three daughters. So, you know, we've always rocked out together. So it's been a rough year. 2016 has definitely been a rough year because my oldest daughter, she wanted to go live with her father. You know, after a while, kids start smelling themselves and stuff. Sometimes they think, you know, the grass is green on the other side. So, you know, I allowed her to go with her dad because, of course, it's her father. So, by all means, you know what I mean? Not a problem. But, unfortunately, it didn't turn out so well. But, you know, that's all right because at the same time, I know he was trying to raise her and do the right things. But, you know, everybody has different parenting skills. That's all. So, that, I mean, that's why we're divorced. We weren't on the same, we weren't on one accord. So that's one thing I've learned throughout the years is in order for you to be with someone, you have to be on one accord. You just can't be about, you know, of course, yes, you might love each other. And that's what I say, you have to take your time in order to get to know that person before you take it to the next level and go to the next step. So it's definitely important about, you know, finding out about people, finding out about a person that you're dealing with. And Andrea, what's your highest goal for 2017? Like I said, not New Year's resolution, but what's something that you want to accomplish in 2017 or something else?
To have a better New Year.
All right, I heard that. To have a better New Year than 2016. That's all it is. So that means the sky's the limit. Take it to the top. Whatever it is that your heart desires, as long as it's right and it's according to God. That's it. I can deal with that. I can ask for nothing else better. That's a good answer. Now we have my little one. She's 12 years old, Miss Soraya. So what is the most thing that you're thankful for in 2016?
Well, in 2016, I am thankful for my family and what I have.
All right. Hey, that's being grateful. Praise God. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. I'll take that. Okay, so what's your highest goal in for, you know, 2017?
To get straight A's, even though I always get A's and B's, I just want to get straight A's this whole year.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's that good academic. That's, you're going to take it to the top of that. Take that. But like they said, got to be booked in when you come to your character because you can't just have it in the school. You got to have character. You can't build character as well, too, so... All right. Thank you, girls. I appreciate you, your feedback. Y'all going to do great in 2017. All right. Let's keep on rolling. Now, when we talk, now, I know the new year, we're about to, the new year is upon us. We have less than 6 hours left until 2017 is in full effect. And I'm so excited and for another to be, I'm just excited to see another day. I'm excited to see another new year. I mean, it's been a rocky 2016, but I'm thankful for it because every situation that I went through, it only made me stronger and stronger. And I mean, it drew me more closer to the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that. That is a true, true, true blessing. Because every time I look back in all my situations, all I can say is, but God. I mean, nobody but God. He put the people in place in my life at certain times, in certain situations. And I just pray that, you know, the new year will bring, praying for, you know, certain relationships, that the new year will bring those relationships will repair those relationships, the relationship with my oldest daughter and, you know, her family, all the family members. I mean, nobody's perfect and people aren't perfect, but at the same time, if you're striving for the same thing, it should be no, it shouldn't be a reason why you're at odds. So just pray for those certain relationships to be repaired. And God knows, because I know he's heard this prayer before, and like we all know, God, he knows what we need and knows what we want. So just have to be thankful and keep, you know, keep the faith, keep hope alive. That's why I say, this is why I name this Hope for All radio show, because I truly, truly do have hope for all. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the heart that God gave me. I know, you know, sometimes it's not a lot, but that's just my lovely personality. I've always been a pleasant type of person, not no serious, angry type person. I mean, you don't have to be angry and serious at the same time. You can be serious and just not be angry. But sometimes you do have some people who are serious and angry because they've been hurt so much that they build up this hardcore wall. And that's why the Bible, it does speak about, you know, not letting your circumstances harden your heart. And, you know, it's hard not to sometimes because I've been there, but I thank God that I prayed for it to, you know, for him to mend my broken heart. And he truly, truly did. And, I mean, it's an amazing feeling to not have to feel that pain anymore that I once used to feel. So I just pray that over everyone, even with my own 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, I pray against the spirit of depression from her, you know, because when you're in these facilities, they feel as though they want to put your children on medicine in order for them to not be depressed or whatever they're going through. I know certain things require medicine, but not all. And I'm a woman of faith, so I don't believe when it comes to certain depression, I don't believe that she needs any medication. And this is one thing we have to be advocates about when it comes to our children, because that's how our children will definitely get hooked on popping pills, because they feel as though, oh, well, I had it at a young age, and it made me feel like, I mean, because when I see my daughter, I don't like to see her the way I see her. That's why I, you know, voice my opinions to these people, because she looks like she's high. I mean, she is high. It's not like she looks. She is high. Because that's how she looks, floating on cloud nine. Now, why would they do that? I've already spoke about it not being helpful to her. And, I mean, it's just like my words don't hold no weight. So it's time for me to take it to another step. This is a new year, and I'm going to start ramping up. I'm going over top of people's heads now, because I'm not getting a result with the peons, is what I call them. Unfortunately, I'm not trying to call nobody a name or anything like that. But when I can't get anything done, it's like, what's the purpose of me sitting here talking to the same people? It's time to go to someone who can make some changes and do some things. So, you know, that's why I said you got to keep fighting for what you know what I'm saying? Got to keep fighting for what's right. Got to keep fighting for what's right. It's very important, especially when it affects, you know, I mean, yourself or anyone else. Even if it's someone else, I know people are like, "Oh, you fight with somebody else's cause." Absolutely, because I will definitely want someone to be there for me. So why would I not be there for someone else? This is a year for me to get active. It's been a lot going on when it comes to my daughter. I put you on the challenge, daughter, but God just shook some things up this year in order for me to do some things. So that's why I said I have a lot of things in motion that's going to be in motion, and I'm praying that God just connects me to the right people that I need in order to, you know, make this move, because I'm praying that it will bless a lot of people. Oh, my Lord Jesus. And that's all I pray for. I don't want to be known. Don't want to be, you know what I mean, oh, this, who does this? No, 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 no. Please, y'all get somebody else back. I just want to do his will. That's it. In peace, in private. That's it. That's all I want to do. So that will definitely, I definitely see that coming about. The idea is just flowing. It's just going. It's just going. So, yes, I'm thankful. definitely speaking on that, when I'm speaking on that, I speak from experience with everything, of course. But the number one thing that I have done myself is turn my pain into power. I know everybody has been through some type of circumstance within their life, and our circumstances that we have, that we've crawled through, you know what I mean, that we scratched our way through, all the opposition and affliction in our lives, you know what I mean, God has given us the strength to go through it or to deliver us from it. So, and it can't be in vain. We can't go back and do the same thing that we used to do before and, you know, keep making mistakes. But if you make a mistake, please repent for it, because he definitely forgives us for all our sins. He's the only one who can justify it. That's why they said nobody can judge you. Nobody, not a soul on earth, not a body on earth can judge you. Only God, because you're not justified through people. I mean, I let my daughters know that on a daily basis, because people will definitely judge you and say, oh, you this, that, third. Honey, boo-boo, you don't walk in my shoes and I don't walk in your shoes, so I wouldn't judge you. So don't judge me. Straight up. That's how you got to carry it nowadays, because people just feel as though they can tell you, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this, you can't do this. But at the same time, if their situation is not looking pretty or not looking good, you might not want to get in there. You might not want to. So, you know, just got to do things different. Got to do things different. Can't keep doing the same old thing in this new year. Got to do things different. And even when it comes to relationships, I mean, when it comes to, you know, relationships with friends or relationships with, you know what I mean, male or female, if you're female or male listening, whatever. But when it comes to relationships, that's another thing. You definitely have to be cautious and careful. And I know it's at times, you know, things that do happen to people, but at times when it comes to being a person of your word, it's definitely important. It's truly, truly important. And it's times that I call myself saying, okay, well, I'm coming at this time or this time, and I don't get there. Now, that right there, that's something I know I'm definitely going to work with, because you can't be a woman of your word and you running late. What kind of foolishness is that? So, definitely going to try my best to be prompt. I'm always prompt any other time. I don't know what's been going on this year, but I pray against the spirit of procrastination on everyone, everything. Got to camp, nope, not going down. But I see some good things. I feel good about this year. I feel great. Yeah. Ooh, yes. Yeah. So, it's been a blessing. Well, I know everyone is, you know, preparing for the New Year's and doing their thing. So, I'm definitely not going to be 42 too long. I'm going to cut it short tonight, but not too short. But I just definitely want to make sure I tune, you know what I mean, I make sure I had a show rolling for y'all, and I appreciate it. I'm still working on some other things. The website will definitely be popping in the next month. So that is going to be awesome. So therefore, you can see the information with the Delaware corruption, information that I have with human sex trafficking. Because like I say, that hit home for me after I had this situation with after my daughter went missing. I mean, she went from one state to another state, from Wilmington, Delaware to Pennsylvania. So, I mean, she was trafficked in some kind of way, some type of sex trafficking, some type of way. It's just a matter of getting down to, you know, her releasing some type of information to find out what's what. And at the end of the day, the only thing I'm trying to do is to look out for my daughter and do what I can as the best that I can. Now, all of this transpired while she was in the state's custody. If she never went to, you know, her father's, or if she never left his house, we probably wouldn't have been in this situation. You know, who knows? Who knows? But all I know is it's going to be a better year because she has a destiny to fulfill. She's made for purpose, and she has a purpose on her life. She has a purpose, and she knows that because God spared her life. He gave her the strength to go through the situation and delivered her from the situation. So now it's her choice to make the decision to do what she has to do to turn her life around. And I have faith in her, and I believe in her that she will do it because that's what I pray for. And God says when one or more come together and they pray for the same thing, it shall be so. So in the mighty name of Jesus, that's why he said you got to rebuke the devil and tell the devil, you can't have my family, you can't have my children. Nope,
not going down, not going down.
All right, all right. And that goes to say with this Delaware corruption, when it comes to Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, that's another one. Because at the same time, she is not right, so therefore I'm going to continue to do what I got to do, write who I have to do, speak to who I have to do, speak to who I have to speak to, just keep it moving. Either way, ain't nothing changed now. We got a new governor-elect that's coming in, Governor John Carney. We're going to see what this man about, but he definitely going to know who I am because we need to do some things for the youth in Delaware. I'm tired of this. Everything is money, 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 this. I mean, why don't they fund some things and do for them to do stuff half the time? They open up a new Boys and Girls Club, but you still got to pay buku dollars just to even go over there. So what's the purpose? They could open up and spend it where they didn't have to do that. I mean, got to do something. Got to do something. Everything is money. It should not be that way. Should be like, okay, well, let me do this for the children. When I was growing up, oh, no. Everything wasn't money. You had the step team, level screen. You had the drill team, that was free. You had the double dutch team, that was free. Everything was free. The rec center was free. You didn't have to pay to go to the rec center. The rec center's around here, you have to pay. You have to pay for all, everything. Everything you have to pay for, put it that way. Nothing is free. Can't be like that. Got to do something free. So if anybody knows of anyone who has a building that's willing to rent out a build their space, please email me at ncassociates4@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you because I am definitely looking for a building space in Dover, Delaware to rent out to get some things rolling for the youth. And then I'm going to hit the schools up and just, I mean, it's time to take Delaware by storm because it's too much going on. And I'm praying and hoping that I can get together with someone that I truly, truly admire his work. Oh, my goodness. His name is Emilion the Poet. When I say this man is just taking Delaware to another level, he definitely is. I mean, he then came back off a tour from the UK. So, Emilion, big ups to you. I know we've been playing phone tag, but, you know, I definitely will be you'll be hearing from me come the new year. That's for sure. So thanks for, you know, reaching out to me. I appreciate it. But it's definitely time to do some things, and I'm just hoping and praying that, I know this is the way that God wants me to move because he's just connecting me to the right people, the ones that are already doing it and know what they're doing. And, you know, it's just time to do what I got to do. So y'all look out for that. Definitely trying to do some things for these youngins because it's time. It's definitely time. It's time. I'm tired of just sitting around not doing anything when it comes to what's going on in my own community. So time to take action. It's time to try to be productive in God's army. Can't just sit around now. Mm-mm. No, I'm a doer, not a sitter. So time to get the move. So, and then, you know, I do have a children's book I'm working on with my youngest and my middle one. My oldest one, she has some input on it too, but it's going to be a book for preteens dealing with different situations and just using God as a way, a guide as well too. So, because, you know, sometimes kids are born into some crazy situations, and unfortunately, my daughters, they weren't as fortunate as I was to be raised with two parents in the household. Unfortunately, they're the product of a single mother. But at the same time, they learn a lot on the way up. So it's just, I don't want to give away too much, but just, you know, it's going to be awesome. It's just going to be an awesome book. I'm going to be very proud because their input is going to be on it. So they're going to be authors at a young age. So it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. So just want you all to tune in. Keep you know, share the link to the share the link to the radio station. You know, give out the number, please share. Tell a person, yo, check this girl out. Her name is Rick. She hosts Hope for All radio show. You know, like I said, I come to empower and I come to motivate. I just motivate people in order to, you know, to fulfill God's will. Like I said, this is something totally out of my element, but I love it. I love it because it gives me the freedom to speak and to be me. And this is all I can do is to be me. So I hope you enjoy the show. And if there's anything else, I'm going to put different segments on it. Like, because I know it's going to be a segment called Did You Know? Because there's a lot of things that are going on that we don't know. Like on Facebook, I've seen, it was a young man, he does photography and visuals, does videos and stuff like that. And I've seen that a nine-month-old baby was killed in a drive-by shooting. She was just sitting in between her parents, and they were in their own home, out of their business, and a bullet comes through the window. Now, I mean, like they said, bullets have no name. Now, this nine-month-old is gone, and these parents are grieving. And the video that the photographer shot was just so touching and so moving. Oh, my God. It touched me to my soul. It broke my heart. And I'm just like, this senseless acts of violence have, oh, my goodness, it has to stop. I mean, these youngins, like, they don't care anymore. What happens to caring about people's lives? Was it something that bad in their life that had no one to care for them? I don't get it. I truly don't get it. It's crazy. I mean, everybody is birthed by a parent. But I know sometimes parents, you have some parents who run off. You have some parents who crack it. You have some parents who are alcoholic. Nobody's perfect. But that's why it's important to instill that God is love and God loves us all no matter what and no matter who we are. So, you know, it's definitely time for us to put the spin on it and let them know that God loves us. And you know what I mean? It's nothing that you can do. You can always repent for your sins with God. It's just about not repeating them. It's very important. So, that's why I said it's just time to, you know, take it to another level and start talking to the younger ones in the community, especially the girl children. Because unfortunately, I mean, these girls are laying down earlier and earlier, as early as 10 years old and younger than that, to have sex with boys. And I mean, we don't need that. That's what one thing I let these kids know. You don't have no need for you to lay down and have sex with no boy at no 10 or 11 years old, no age under being grown and married too. Sex is supposed to be reserved for a man and a wife, not for adults just to be doing it just because they're in a relationship. I mean, got to get back to the old school days. Why most of our children are jacked up and stuff because, like, oh, it was cool. No, not in my household. I don't care if you can have a friend, but y'all can court too. You never know what can come from courting. Marriage. Take it to the next level. Then you do what you do. But, I mean, I'm encouraging them to, you know, get a degree, go to college, travel, live life to the fullest, don't go through the hassle of having a baby. You know, I mean, I was a single mother. I'm a single mother. They got around for me. We didn't do a whole lot before we got from where we We went through a whole lot to get where we're at and where we're going. That's what I say to it. So, you know, definitely gotta talk to these children.
And that's what God has laid on my heart, and that's what I'm gonna do. All I can do is speak from the heart and speak from where, you know what I mean, from my past. You know what I mean? My past is not squeaky clean. I definitely wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? I'm a sinner saved by grace. So I could definitely speak. I'm not ashamed. You know what I mean? If I was ashamed, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So that's why I can speak on it. I'm not happy with what I've done, but can't erase the past and can't change. All I can do is make it better. Make a better, and that's what it is. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what it is. Well, I ain't going to hold y'all up too much anymore. I thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a blessed, still New Year's Eve. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. And Happy New Year's to you. Tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. And like I said, I will be changing the times up in a day, so I will let you know a week before that happens. So just tune in. I will definitely have it posted. Love you so much, and have a blessed one, and thanks for tuning in. Share, like, send it to someone. God bless.